baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I've got Sean Wells in studio today. Yay! Yay! I love having Sean in studio because, like I just said before we went live, I can talk about anything with this guy. He is so brilliant, so well-educated, has so much experience. I'm going to give your bio right out of the gate for people that are just listening. So when we talk about some of the things that we talk about, that you'll have your street cred.
My cred. They like me on the streets.
Yes, they do. They like you everywhere, especially on Facebook. He's got a lot of followers. So Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, sports, clinical work, exercise, nutrition, which makes for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zane. I did it again. Zone Halo Research.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you're a registered dietitian and a master of public health. And yeah. So we're talking about all kinds of stuff today. Later on in the show, we've got Amy Valpone coming back on talking about biofilm. Yes. If you guys didn't catch Friday's show, it was amazing. It was about biofilm. And so we asked Amy to jump right back on with us. And she was happy to do it because so many of us out there need this education. It really, truly is so important. I encourage you to stay tuned or listen to the podcast later on at oneliferadio.com or on iTunes or wherever else. iHeartMedia. Yeah, we're getting it out there more and more.
Is it on Stitcher yet?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they're working
on Stitcher.
The kids like it.
Kiddos.
On the interwebs.
Well, you know, kids need to hear this. You know, my daughter, who's at OU in her second year, she called me this morning. And, you know, kids always want to talk to their mom. I don't care how old they are when they're sick. And she said, I have a little bit of a fever. And the first thing I asked her, did you drink last night? She said, no. I said, good. You didn't drink the whole day? Nope, good. Because, you know, that's a big thing in college, and I just think it's excessive, and I've talked to her about it. And all parents should talk to their kids about it, in my opinion.
Don't figure kids these days. Well, drinking in college.
Is
that the latest fad?
No. I mean, drinking, of course. I drank a lot when I was that age, too, or maybe not a lot. I don't know. I didn't go to a university. I wasn't fortunate enough. I went to a community college. But anyway, I think that it can get out of hand. And, you know, next thing you know, you're drinking every day and you become an alcoholic before you even get out of college. Yeah. And so, the first thing I asked her was, guess what I asked her, Sean? What's the number one thing that you should be taking care of in your health?
You just pointed to your nether regions, but I'll say your stomach or your gut.
Your gut, yes, okay. Yes. And it's the new frontier, the final frontier, I think.
It is.
Maybe not the
final. The gut-brain axis.
Well, I was reading the other day that even they've just discovered new research about, and I think, are you kidding me? They just now are discovering this, that the lung function does more than just, you know, produce breath. It also produces, it makes blood. Did you?
Absolutely. So, it's just like the biggest organ in your body is your skin.
Right.
There's so many things that are like this that, like, over and over, we try and oversimplify things. You know how, like, there's been certain portions of the brain, like, they showed with, like, this concert pianist, you know, that got in an accident and they had to remove this portion of their brain. They'd never be able to play music again. But of course, they relearned in a different part of the brain that had nothing to do with, you know, being a concert pianist, you know, made it happen.
Fascinating.
And we're just able to do so many things. We're so interesting.
Well, and Danny, I don't know if you saw the cover of the morning news. I was actually having lunch with Kip, and we were talking about social media and just stuff about the show. And on the cover of the Sunday paper was a story about Christy Zartler, who's been on the show. She's a director of MAMA, which is the Mothers Advocating a Medical Marijuana. I can't remember what the last part is. I don't know. It's
advocate.
There you go. But Christy's been on the show like three times, and I mean, I have broken down and cried on the air with her telling her story. I'm looking her in the eye, you know, dealing with a child that, right, you know, repeatedly punches itself thousands of times a day. The way they, I mean, a day in Christy's shoes or Mark, her husband, are not easy. Right. And I guess there's a video that went viral showing that she did a vapor of marijuana and it instantly, like, calmed her down.
Right.
And fascinating stuff. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the future of, you know, legalizing medical marijuana here in the state of Texas.
I come across those videos all the time.
There was a viral one with Parkinson's. Yep, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was.
It's on Facebook. I put it out there. It took him 4 minutes, I think, for it to get into his body. Now, he didn't use a vapor, which is faster. I think they put it like they put the THC on a tea bag or something.
Something,
and he, like, you know, was sucking on it in his mouth, and took about 4 minutes for it to get into his blood system, and it was just, or his bloodstream, and it was like fascinating.
Yeah.
He went from, like, being all jacked up,
right,
everything shaking, to in 4 minutes being completely calm.
Right.
And I just hope that the U.S. government does the right thing, the federal government, and just makes some really intelligent decisions and gets rid of this ridiculous notion that marijuana is bad. It is a plant from the earth, and it needs to be respected for all of the amazing, amazing benefits that all those cannabidiols, you know, readily, you're the scientist here, you know, the cannabinoid, the
endocannabinoids,
the endocannabinoid system needs those cannabinoids in order to function properly.
Yes. Yep.
You want to speak on this? You're the scientist.
No, I agree that they're certainly very effective for a number of states like you're talking about with medical conditions like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, ADD. You know, we're actually going to talk about later on the flow state, and it's certainly one of those things that could help you get into the flow state if you're someone that has issues maybe quieting your brain, where you're, you know, readily distracted. And certainly there's a lot of people that have ADD, ADHD. We can make an argument that our society is pushing us that direction a little bit more, but there are people that are wired that way.
Right, yeah. But the food, I mean, they don't really, over in France, you know, we've talked about this many times with Faye Alahi, who's been on the show.
Right.
They don't, or in Europe, in all of Europe, they don't have ADD and ADHD like we do, because they protect their people from these dirty ingredients that are allowed into our food system. Aspartame at the number one top level of that list. It does damage to the whole body and the brain. It got pushed through by Monsanto. The FDA allowed it, what, 20 years ago now, 25 years ago? I mean, it's done so much damage, and so many people are sick because of these ingredients here in America, in other parts of the world.
The food dyes, I promised myself when I came on the show and you asked me to do that topic that I would do it as scientifically as I could, as unbiased as I could. And when I dug into it, there was good science to show that they're not really that healthy.
Yeah.
And so many of them, I think we're down to like 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's been hundreds, and all of them have been banned at some point or another,
right,
due to like the damage that they cause. And we're down to about 7. And even those 7, when I looked into them, had research, you know, animal models of like causing cancer, causing again like ADHD and like you're saying, and there was studies that were done with, I think it was, we talked about it, maybe middle school kids, that they took out the artificial colors and they performed better in school. They had, you know, less unruliness, less, you know, they had better scores, like higher focus, and
right. Well, you can't help to have almost like a conspiracy theory here. I'm sorry, but if we know it's bad, why is the FDA still allowing, and I'll say like red dye number 40, that's probably one of the biggest culprits. Mm-hmm. It is not allowed over in Europe.
Right.
They don't have the problems that we have. There's a connection. Why is it the Food and Drug Administration allows, you know, additives like that and additives like aspartame in our food source? And then they get to like come up with other sneaky names for it too, you know, like to slip it into products. You know, mothers, when I can tell you, I've been in a grocery store with 2 screaming babies. You don't have time to flip over the label and read it. You don't. And nor do you have the time when you're raising young children to become a scientist on the side.
Well,
but we're forcing mothers to have to do that, and fathers.
I can tell you why it's there. I mean, here's always the answer, right, that we've talked about. It's money. It's literally about one-tenth the cost, and we're down to about 7 colors. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Think why we're down to about seven colors.
Why are we? You say it.
Because we have about seven colors, right? So like, so you're down to like the versions of the colors that you need artificially to produce all the colors that you see in food.
Right.
The colors of the rainbow, so to speak. So if you didn't have those colors, then you'd stop having brown or blue or red or whatever. And you need these colors to do that.
And
of course, they're so much cheaper than like, you know, using beetroot or something for red.
Right. Well, and it accumulates in your body. You know, I shared with you, there's a protein bar that I came across at Smoothie King, which, by the way, Sun Warrior, you can get Sun Warrior and have a raw vegan shake at Smoothie King. And they also sell the Soul Good bars there now. But when I was in there, there was one of the competitors of the Quest bar trying to capture that part of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And their most popular one is birthday cake. But guess what? Birthday cake has guess what all over it?
The sprinkles with all the
with
colors.
With all the colors. Yeah. So, you know, beware, be vigilant, be smart about what you put in your mouth. And we'll be right back. We've got a great show coming up with Sean Wells and Amy Valpone. You're listening to One Life Radio. All the confusion, all the confusion, all the confusion, all the confusion. That's what the world is today. Hey, hey. All the confusion.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Sean Wells in studio with us as well. And I've got Amy Valpone back on One Life Radio. So excited. Welcome back, Amy. You know, we had such a good time talking with you on Friday, and your story is so powerful. In fact, we got a few emails from our listeners saying, bring her back, bring her back. And so you were so graciously accepted to come back with us just after a couple of days. And so why don't you give our listeners just a little bit of background that weren't listening on Friday and tell us about your story.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
No, thank you.
And so, of course. So let's see. I started out, I guess about now, it's about 10 years ago. You know, I was working in Manhattan, New York City, and my legs started swelling with about 70 pounds of fluid every day, and no one knew what was going on. And so they rushed me to the emergency room, and everyone was like, what is all of this? Your blood work is unbelievable. It's terrible. We've never seen something like this. And I was like, I'm fine. You know, long story short, they ended up sending me to, they were like, well, we want you to go get this checked out at the doctor. So they sent me to this doctor's office, and the doctor's office ended up being St. Vincent's Cancer Center Hospital. And I remember calling them being like, why are you sending me here? And they said, you know, we think you have leukemia. You need to go inside. And so
wow.
I had walked in. I had just been taken out of my corporate job eating lunch, like a little lunch break, thinking I was just stopping by a doctor's office. And so they gave me a bone marrow biopsy. And since then, my life has never been the same. And so I never did have leukemia, thank God. But it led to 10 years of me struggling to figure out what was going on, seeing over 500 doctors, venturing out to medical clinics to get another bone marrow biopsy, and was given at one point 24 hours to live with C. diff colitis. And so I had everything from candida to small intestinal bacteria overgrowth and, you know, everything. My whole body and my gut was a mess. And so I went back to school to really learn more about integrative nutrition. And so I started working with functional and integrative medicine doctors, which I really explain and go into deep detail in my book, Eating
right.
Clean.
And yes.
So I really talk about how they get to the root cause of problems instead of just giving you a drug to cover up the symptoms. And so they ended up finding all these things that the Western medicine doctors never found, like heavy metals and mold and hypothyroidism and leaky gut and all of these crazy things that, you know, Western medicine, as wonderful as they are for traumas or, you know, you break your arm, they don't have these, you know, these tests that can test for the heavy metals in your tissues and, you know, the mold in your body and all these different things that were causing me trouble, especially Lyme disease, which is very, very tricky to test for. And
oh, yeah.
Test negatives for me for about 10 years through the Western lab. So I set out on a quest to heal my body without drugs. And it was incredibly beautiful now that I look back at it, because my life now is wonderful and I'm in perfect health. But it was a really traumatic, crazy journey just trying to detox all of this stuff out of my body.
I can't even
reset my body and fight all that inflammation.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what that was like. And I really, really can't. But it led to you writing your best-selling book, Eating Clean, the 21-Day Plan to Detox, Fight Inflammation, and Reset Your Body. And did you become a celebrity chef from this experience as well, as you learned how to cook? I'm guessing you learned how to cook, you know, high-quality food, because it was like the mother is the necessity of invention. You had to reinvent the way you were living.
Exactly. And so, you know, I haven't been able to eat sugar in 10 years because I had candida and, you know,
wow.
the small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. And so anything from yeast to sugar to alcohol, all of that feeds it, you know, and so you end up in more pain. So I had to cut all of that out. And then I had to learn how to really create flavor and train my taste buds, you know, to enjoy foods without sugar and processed foods. But the tricky part was all the fake sweeteners. I was using stevia and Splenda and all these different things. And even though, they claimed to be healthy, they actually were wreaking havoc on the gut, the lining of my gut and my hormones. So I ended up having to cut out all of the, you know, processed, any kind of, you know, fake sweetener, just using more like lemon juices and cocoa powder and, you know, nuts and seeds and things like that to get more flavor in. And I talk about that again on my website, thehealthyapple.com, and also through my book.
Yes.
But yeah, that was a big part of it. And then I started, you know, different celebrities here in Manhattan started reaching out to me. So I would work a lot with celebrities and anchors for TV shows, things like that here in New York City and also out in LA. And it's great. A lot of them, you know, are dealing with health issues or just they really want to clean up their life. And, you know, what they're getting from, you know, maybe a doctor isn't the food in the food realm. So they want a little bit more.
Well, I found out about you. I picked up a copy of Naturally Danny SEO. And on the cover, it said, got biofilm, why it's making you sick and how to get rid of it. So I was like, what in the heck is biofilm? I had never even heard the term. So tell our listeners, if you would, please, you know, a brief description of what biofilm is.
Yeah, definitely. So we talked a little bit about this last week, and I actually have a post on my website that goes up today on biofilm, and it's actually the article that I published in Danny Seo. So I wanted to republish it on my website. So if you go to thehealthyapple.com today, you'll see the whole article is right up there. So it's actually great timing that I'm on the show today.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
So biofilm, you know, it's a really complex topic. It's this microscopic sticky glue-like substance that cannot be seen by the human eye. And so what happens is it allows bacteria to replicate and thrive in a protected environment. And so it coats the surfaces of everything from your yoga mat to your, you know, water bottle. But we also have biofilm in our bodies, in our, you know, GI tract. If you, you know, have taken steroids or antibiotics, or you eat a very high carbohydrate diet. So this leaves you with this overgrowth of this non-beneficial bacteria and yeast, like I spoke about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's many different kinds and types of biofilm, but the one that we're concerned with is really the type that hosts these non-beneficial bacteria in our bodies.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you know if you have biofilm?
You know, you can always expect that you have a certain amount of biofilm in your body.
Really?
It's just a matter of whether or not it's like running interference in your gut function or impacting your immune system. So if you have psoriasis or eczema or residual symptoms from Lyme disease or small intestinal bacteria overgrowth or, you know, recurrent infections from like superbugs, then you most likely have a biofilm situation. So, you know, if you've had a lot of exposure to antibiotics, which most of us have, or you eat a high carbohydrate diet, then you're definitely, you know, you probably do experience numerous of these unwanted symptoms. And so that it suffice to say that your gut developed enough of this unhealthy biofilm. And so that needs to be shed in effort for you to rebalance your gut flora. And so the problem with biofilm is that antibiotics cannot penetrate through the biofilm. So if you have Lyme disease or things like that, and you're taking antibiotics, it may take away your symptoms, but they cannot penetrate through this jelly-like substance to kill the bacteria in there. Mm-hmm. So it ends up coming back.
You know,
so one of the hardest things I ever did was this biofilm protocol. And so it was very intense for me. Other people don't have side effects from it, but you're literally just breaking up this jellyfish-like gooey substance in your body to release all that bad bacteria and everything.
Just out of curiosity, you know, does alcohol, like wine, play
a
role or have any role in this, good or bad?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, alcohol is sugar and wine, again, is sugar and yeast. So, you know, that all leads to candida, which is yeast overgrowth inside your gut. So I had candida, but there was no sign of yeast anywhere else in my body. You know, most people think of yeast as like a woman getting a yeast infection,
mm-hmm.
but you can have really bad sinus infections every spring and fall, and that's candida. You know, in your sinuses.
Right.
And people don't realize it. And so eating like a high carbohydrate diet, and when I say high carbohydrate diet, I don't mean like sweet potatoes and like whole grains. Like that's obviously good. High carbohydrate diet, I'm talking about like the white breads and the, you know, those like really processed high carbohydrate foods, you know? And so
yeah.
A lot of people, we're all very different, right? We all have completely different microbiomes and our gut. We realize that we are made up of more bacteria than we are cells, which is mind blowing. So really we're just like little balls of bacteria walking around. And so, yes, to your question, wine definitely plays a role. Number one, any kind of alcohol, probably not what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects the lining of your gut. And leaky gut is a big term that's been around lately. And so if you have something called leaky gut, what happens is the little particles from your food, say you're eating like broccoli and chicken, right? You can be eating these really healthy foods. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, every time I eat broccoli and chicken, I'm bloated and I have a headache or I don't feel well, or I can't eat that anymore. Well, it's probably because you have something called leaky gut, because what happens is the microscopic particles of those foods are leaching through the lining of your gut, which nothing is supposed to go through your gut barrier. They're supposed to be intact.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're drinking alcohol, you're using steroids, you're on antibiotics, or you're eating a very high processed diet or lots of sugar, you're under a lot of stress. Stress is something that will do it hands down. And so your lining becomes thinner and thinner. And so when all these little particles go through that lining, then they're in your immune system. And so what's your immune system saying? It's like, you know, like the fire trucks. It's kind of like warning, you know, there's particles of broccoli and chicken floating around, not literally, but you know what I mean,
yes.
on a microscopic level.
Yes.
And your body's like, that's not supposed to be here. So it attacks it.
Wow.
And so then you have this reaction. It doesn't have to be this anaphylactic shock reaction, but it's like you become bloated or you just don't feel so great mm-hmm. or you're lethargic. And so then you become like intolerant. That's why so many people are like, I can't eat that anymore. I can't eat this. You know, this is one explanation of that. But yeah, sadly, alcohol definitely, you know, number one, it affects the lining of your gut. You know, number two, you know, it's your liver. So a lot of people don't realize like your liver is meant to pull out the toxins and help detox the toxins from
right.
you every day. So you're bombarded with toxins from your car, the car exhaust in the air and the water from the tap water you're drinking and the plastic that surrounds the apple that you're eating and the water that you're drinking from your water bottle from the
right.
plastic that, chemicals that leached into it. And so, you know, the sunscreen that you're using is full of chemicals. And so the cleaning products we're using full of chemicals. And so this is why it's so
Speak
important.
On it. I love it. I love it. You're talking about all the things that, you know, we talk about here all the time. It's so important to get this information out. We've got to go to break, Amy, though. I hope you'll come back on, perhaps as a regular. Your book is amazing. You're the author of Eating Clean, the 21-Day Plan to Detox, Fight Inflammation, and Reset Your Body. And we can find you at thehealthyapple.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All perfect. Right. All right. You come back on. You've got lots to share. That's for sure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have
All
a
right.
great day.
Thank you so much. Amazing, amazing information from Amy Valpone. And we've got another amazing guy coming up. That's Sean Wells. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
It starts with one.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Love it. Love it.
You got him excited in here, Danny Miles. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Danny Miles, and Sean Wells. For those of you just joining us, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, sports, clinical work, exercise, nutrition, which makes for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. Always love having Sean on the show. He is a wealth of information. He's a scientist, a much respected one as well. And so today we're talking about entering the flow state or the zone. So what do you want? You know, last week when you were, we discussed the BDNF, which
yep.
is the brain-derived neurotropic, is that right?
Neurotrophic factor.
Okay,
yep.
neurotrophic factor. And we started to discuss how improving your BDNF, which mm-hmm. is your brain-derived neurotrophic, I have so factor. Much factor. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how this improves cognition, intelligence, reverses aging of the neurons, and helps grow new ones. And one of the interesting effects is improved flow state,
right?
Or some of the ingredients, diets and approaches to improve cognition and much desired flow state that biohackers worldwide are now seeking out.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what is the flow state?
So, like we were talking about, these biohackers, these people that, and that's kind of a new term, kind of like flow state. Flow state really means like in the zone, mm-hmm. you know? So, but biohackers are these people that you're hearing about on the internet, which is a trendy term too, like Dave Asprey, Tim Ferriss, Ben Greenfield.
Right.
And it's really like how biohacking means, you know, like it started with like time hacks, and that was like an internet term, and then like it moved to biohacking, and it's just like, how do we get to something faster? That's a hack.
Mm-hmm.
And then biohacking is like, how do we push the limits of our own bodies? How do we get more quantity and more quality of life? So it's maximizing that.
Right.
And that's what these guys are about. And whether it's, you know, approaching it through, you know, mindful meditation or like taking, you know, certain
sensory deprivation.
Diets, sensory deprivation, yeah, through flotation. Certain supplements, you know, MCT oil, you know, all these kind of things, like, or, you know, certain types of sleep. And like we've talked about, you know, blue light, you know, limiting that in the night and, you know, make sure you get it in the morning and all these things. Like you've talked about sun gazing, all these
right.
neat things. These
I
are,
love
these
sun
are,
gazing.
These are biohacks. And, you know, being in the flow state is something that is definitely getting talked about more and more. And so, like, one quote is, you are in an ecstatic state to such a point that you feel as though you almost don't exist. I have experienced this time and again. My hand seems devoid of myself, and I have nothing to do with what is happening. I just sit there watching it in a state of awe and wonderment, and the music just flows out of itself. Now, this is from a guy who's a world-class composer,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying that's his flow state. So that's where, you know, he's talking about music, and he's talking about his hand being devoid of itself. He's like saying it's like almost like it, literally like you're viewing yourself from outside of yourself.
Right. Well, that's what it feels like when you're floating.
Right. Right.
When you're doing the sensory deprivation.
Exactly.
Your brain set. Your mind separates from your body. Yes.
Exactly. So, and so there's some really really cool stuff that's coming out on this. That like how do we maximize this? And certainly, you know, happiness is a big part of this. And there's a doctor that has a very long name that will be in the notes if you want to see.
But give it a try.
It's Csikszentmihalyi.
Okay.
And I don't know what the background of ethnicity is for that, but he says that like it's a key component, like being in this flow state on a regular basis is a key component of happiness. And by learning to enter that flow state, you can increase your productivity, creativity, and happiness at once. And who doesn't want that, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, we tend to think of, oh, like that sounds great for a composer, creativity. But no, like this is like, you know, people like Tim Ferriss, you know, he's a Silicon Valley guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and that creativity, that productivity means, you know, he wrote the 4-hour work week, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, how do you, like, that's a hack. Like, how do you get more out of, we don't need to work 40 hours, 80 hours. It's like, how do you get more out of less?
It's true.
And how do you get into that creative state where you're just flowing and you're not distracted?
Well,
and
you
that's the important
that's
thing.
That's the flow state. And I get that from my hemp extract that I take now, the mm-hmm, Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm.
I just take a couple of drops in the morning and it just ignites my creativity. It puts me in that natural flow state without doing any, there's no THC in it, so you can't
right.
say that.
Right.
It's just my mind obviously wants and needs whatever is in that, the cannabinoids that we
right.
talked about
yep.
at the beginning of the show. And there's all kinds of exploration going on into LSD, like
yes.
small doses
microdoses
of LSD to get you in that flow state.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten so far removed from nature and all these things that kept us once
exactly.
very peaceful beings. unless, of course, we were at war.
Right.
You know, but we're not meant to live like this. We're really not. And there's so much to be discovered through doctors like Dr. Dan Engel. And like you said, you know, the Ben Greenfield
right,
and all
right.
these gentlemen yep. that are really pushing the limits
right.
on this next frontier.
Right. Exactly. And what is like pushing the limits? Ironically, it's like getting rid of all the noise. We've surrounded ourselves with so
yep.
much noise. Our phones, clearly, like there's that dopamine rush of just literally like scrolling through your Facebook feed.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know, like I was talking to someone about this the other day that like I've spent 30 minutes on Netflix, not watching something on Netflix, but scrolling through Netflix, adding things to my list.
Yep, yep.
I have thousands of things on my list and I've never watched them.
Wow. Well, and you know, we've talked about this. That's crazy. I do the same things and I just hope that, you know, I get to it because some of the stuff.
Yeah,
just,
you hope you'll get
yeah,
to
I
it.
Hope
but
I'll
you
get
don't.
To it. But,
but
I
it
don't.
Ends up being a distraction and we have so many distractions. And one of the most important things that I've found like that can connect you to this flow state that you can practice is one, you know, doing stuff like, again, reducing the noise, putting your phone down, like getting out there, like connecting in nature, like transcendentalism, like we've talked about grounding yourself, like taking off your shoes, getting out
yeah.
there in the grass, gazing at the sun, taking a moment, you know, that like, oh, it's like stop and smell the flowers.
Right.
You know, I was hiking just yesterday and during my hike, like the wind like was moving through the trees just so. And like I literally just stopped and I was like, I'm going to like
You're
take
in
this
awe.
In. I'm going to take yeah. this in. I'm not going to keep moving. Like the whole point is for me to just get down this trail.
Right.
No, the whole point is that you're supposed to like
Stop
relax.
And smell the roses.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Literally. So
yeah,
there's a lot more to this.
Oh, there is. There is a lot more to this. And we're going to continue talking about it. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, it's Bernadette. Introducing Charlotte's Web new hemp-infused coffee. Cannabis coffee that doesn't get you high. Boost your morning with antioxidants and neuroprotectants. A calm cup of coffee for improved focus and clarity. Charlotte's Web new 5280 hemp-infused coffee from Snow Street Coffee and Charlotte's Web. Dedicated to quality and responsibly sourced products. Colorado companies Snow Street Coffee and CW Hemp have come together to create a great tasting coffee that features the unique benefits of cannabinoids. In creating this coffee, great taste was and is the priority. Roasted in small batches, 5280 Coffee blends a mix of diverse coffees from the Central American Highlands. Their whole bean coffee is always roasted medium for full coffee flavor and balance, and then infused with a blend of CW cannabinoid extract in MCT-rich coconut oil. Once combined with the unmatched care that goes into Charlotte's Web, the results are a fantastic cup of coffee with an added daily health and wellness boost. Available in a 12-ounce resealable bag with 500 milligrams of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. Find them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300 or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep.
Oh my gosh. Perfect, Danny. Perfect, perfect. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles and Sean Wells singing the words. Go ahead, Sean. Sing it. Oh my gosh. And I forgot Lexi. We've got Lexi here too as well.
Here we go.
Dan the man on the music. And we are in the flow state. We are in the zone with Sean Wells.
Yes.
All right, welcome back. And today, that's what we're talking about, is flow state or the zone.
Yep.
And how important it is to understand this whole process, because you will have a richer, fuller, more peaceful and productive, I might add, life by trying to at least embrace this. Open your mind. Listen to what we're talking about here. It's really, really important. It really, really is for your overall health and well-being. So, Sean, before the break, we were talking about a lot of different things. But one of the things that we started to talk about, but we didn't get to, is multitasking. So can you explain how multitasking can be potentially bad, since we always hear about it like it's a positive thing?
So first off, there's people that feel like in the research, I've read some studies where they say only 5% of people can actually multitask. And it's kind of a
myth. But it causes shrinkage. It causes shrinkage, brain shrinkage.
Right, yeah.
Well, I think
yes.
First, you know, what is multitasking?
Right. So that's a good question. So obviously we can drive and, you know, listen to the radio and do multiple things at the same time. But multitasking in the sense of doing something on,
watch
like,
a woman. That's what it is.
A higher cognitive function of like two things at the same time, like listening to a conversation well and trying to write a paper at the same time. You cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they've shown this, like I read this new study from the Stanford researchers. They took 100 students and they were looking, especially like with this heavy multimedia, like multitasking, like, so they're, you know, because like what we were just talking about, these Facebook feeds and, you know, their phone, and they're looking at all these things, and they're going from, you know, the texts they're getting to the WhatsApp to the the Facebook to the, you know, back and forth.
I watch both of my daughters do it all the time.
And what's happening is, the people that actually can multitask, quote unquote, they're not capable of filtering what's relevant. So basically, you are capable, let's say, of multitasking, but one of those tasks that your brain is doing is filtering what's relevant. So if we're having a conversation, you're filtering, you're saying, okay, this is bull, this is not, this is real, this makes sense. You're watching Fox News or MSNBC, and you're like, this is not right, and this is right. Okay.
But while you're doing your taxes.
Right.
Right.
No, but if you're actually doing these kind of things, like with, you know, multitasking, quote unquote, like you're listening to someone talk, or you're, you know, TV's on and you're on your phone, you're not able to filter out what's relevant and what's not. So you're just taking in all these things that are coming at you, and they're just distracting you. And so this connects back to the flow state, because the more disconnected and distracted we are, and we're certainly disconnected and distracted, then we're not capable of getting into this flow state. And that's like these alpha and theta waves. There's gamma, which is higher processing or learning. There's beta, which is like normal waking consciousness or heightened state of alertness. There's delta, experienced like in like a deep dreamless sleep, or transcendental meditation.
Right.
And then so like alpha is like kind of like the start of the flow state. It's dominant during like quiet flowing, daydreaming, light meditation. And then there's theta, which is like a dream, vivid imagery, intuition, beyond normal consciousness or awareness. And that's like,
what you go into when you're floating is into the
exactly,
theta state.
The theta state, exactly. So those are like the where you like to be on it. Obviously all these have purpose, like gamma, delta, you know, but they all have different purpose. Like you don't want to be in like a flow state if like a dog's running at you, or you know, something like, oh, I'm in my flow state, you know. But the thing is, we're just not getting to that flow state much anymore.
We're
deeply distracted. And what's great is to have people like, because normally like in the past, like people like me would be like, you know, the scientific type or the business type. We wouldn't listen to someone who's like a yogi or an artist.
Right.
But to have people like Tim Ferriss, who's successful, you know, these people that are like adapted and adopted these principles.
Joe Rogan's another one.
Joe Rogan, exactly. Like Dave Asprey. Mm-hmm. You know, these people that are successful business people, and they're like, you know what? like meditation really works.
Yeah, and, it does.
And we were talking about it last time that like that was actually the number one trait that Tim Ferriss found in his new book, Tools of Titans, that all these super successful people had was that they meditate in some form or another. And he actually uses a book, and I'll encourage people to check it out. And there's also an app called 5-Minute Journal. And you literally just, you know, like morning and night, you just, it's kind of like mindfulness, and you kind of organize your thoughts, you organize your day, you have gratitude.
It feels so good to do it,
It's about gratitude. Like, there's another guy, I was just talking about this yesterday, that like, he wasn't biblical, but like he did this thing for like a whole year. He's like, I'm going to live biblically. And it was like a thing he wrote a book on, and it was very interesting. But one of the things is to always be, you know, counting your blessings like throughout the day.
Absolutely.
And this guy, like, who wasn't religious at all, like, he was amazed that like out of his day, like 995 things like went right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like maybe 5 things don't go right. But like when you actually look at it, like how many things go well for you,
right.
How blessed you really are.
Well, and some blessings are a disguise, and you have
exactly.
to think of
one
it like
door
that.
Opens and
well,
another
and
door,
even
yeah.
like
or
I got,
one door closes, know, another door opens.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Or even something as simple. It's how you think about things. So I got pulled over on my way back from Norman a couple of weeks ago. Okay, and I could have gotten mad, you know, like most people would. Oh, I got pulled over. I saw it as an opportunity to be thankful that an officer pulled me over. It wasn't for speeding, by the way, which was like unbelievable. It was because my front license plate. You know, I like the front of my car, and I know
I don't have a front license plate either.
Okay, we're both gonna. And I've got it in my back, and I need to put it on, and I will. But instead of getting angry, I was real cool with the officer, and he recognized it, you know, and mm-hmm. I thanked him. But I also took that opportunity to tell myself, because he didn't catch me speeding, but I went over 100 a couple of times easily on that trip.
Right.
And it's like, okay, Bernadette, that's a message from the universe
right.
that you need to maybe slow down here. You didn't get a speeding ticket.
And be thankful
and be gracious and be smart about this and see it as a, like
and
you
show
said,
appreciation
yes,
for this person that's
yes,
doing their job.
That doing their job instead of getting angry. And it was, and it made it a good thing. And I drove off happily. I know that sounds crazy, but I did.
Yes.
And
that's
you know,
gratitude. That's mindfulness.
Absolutely.
That's a good
absolutely.
State of being.
I just invented a new word. Absolutely. That's absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so when you were walking in the woods the other day,
yes.
you were awe-inspired. And I'm just going to read this little tiny thing out of the
sure.
Well-Being Journal. It's on the cover story, being awe-inspired. And this is just a little blurb from the front. It says that... the importance of being awe-inspired, Michael Murray, ND, explores research showing that feelings of awe in our lives positively affect the immune system and reduce inflammation. Indeed, one of the ways to experience more awe is to make yourself or to make sure that you are socially connected and experience nature, which is what you did. Just going out in nature, walking in the grass, looking up at the sun early in the morning or in the evening when it's setting, and be thankful that you had that day and all the good things that happen during that day can make you feel so much better, even when you're suffering with a lot of things in your life that maybe have caused you sorrow.
Absolutely. And that's what I've been going through, is a deep amount of stress.
Yep.
And I kind of felt it just let go.
Yep.
And one of the things that happened to me when I was looking out into this nature is that I thought about, there's like, this could be the same view for someone 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. You
right.
know, like when you get out in nature, there's something that's so powerful about that, that like, you know, we have all these wires and cars and things we're looking at. But when you really get out in nature, that's like, it's a reset. I think it's
yeah.
the same thing that people feel like they're drawn to the ocean, because
mm-hmm.
you look at the ocean, you hear the ocean. And, you know, of course, there's like the whole, you know, going back to the womb kind of thing, like with that aspect. But just even looking at the ocean and knowing that like people thousands and thousands of years ago traveled this thing, or like we're standing on this very beach, or, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's a
yeah.
powerful thought.
But you have to slow your brain down to even get to that place where you think about stuff like that.
Right.
And it makes you feel better. You don't fear death as much. You realize that you're part of a circle. You know,
you have your place,
and you have your place. You have
yes.
your purpose. If you don't have your purpose, you need to find your purpose, because life is wonderful, but you have to choose what you kind of bring into your circle, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
And open your mind.
Open your mind.
All right, Sean, loved having you here today.
Thank you.
I loved it. We got lots of time to talk. This guy's got a fascinating brain. A shout out to our sponsors, Squatty Potty. There's a pink one out. There's a pink one, and I was thinking I'm going to flip mine over and use it for an Easter basket this year and give it to people with, like, goodies inside. Isn't that a fun idea?
That's awesome.
And, of course, Crazy Water. Your brain is important. Get it the minerals it needs. Sun Warrior, Charlotte's Web, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.